Project Independence is the aging in place initiative of the town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is help at home with minor home maintenance. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and you. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Otto Loos.
Good conversation, John.
We're having a wonderful conversation, and we started off in acknowledging the seriousness of the 9/11 memorial that's going on today, and the seriousness and how the world changed because of 9/11. Everybody has their opinion. But we do have to touch on some of the stuff that's going on around the town, because here in North Hempstead, there has been such an effort to maintain some degree of normalcy during this pandemic at the end of the day. And it's been hard, and it still is hard. Kids are going back to school, and it's nightmarish. But Christina, give us some updates.
Yeah, so it's a crazy time. We're like in September, which is still kind of blows my mind that this is here. But on a positive note, I just saw on the town website, they extended the summer season. So different beaches are going to stay open through September 20th.
Okay.
Which I thought was really good. So we could, still, I keep saying to people, I said, summer's not actually over. So I'm going to hold on to certain things. I'm not totally ready to just dive right into fall yet. So I'm going to ride out this summer wave for a little bit longer. But what September also means is our fabulous radio show anniversary, which we will be celebrating next week. It's our 9th anniversary, which is crazy because that means next year is the big one. But it's really exciting. So we're going to have the supervisor on and some little fun segments. So I want everyone to definitely check that out because that is always a good time and a good time for reflection and a fun time to share. So that's next week. Also, just some shows I want to promote that are coming up. We have on Dahlia Ellison, who is a real estate broker with Douglas Elliman, and she's going to discuss Long Island real estate trends during this time. I mean, I think everyone sees the headlines that the real estate, especially on Long Island, is skyrocketing right now with everyone kind of leaving the city coming this way. So she'll talk about that. We also have on Kyle Strober, who is the executive director of Association for a Better Long Island. He's going to talk about the initiatives that are going on with that organization. We have U.S. Congresswoman Kathleen Rice will be on, which is very exciting. Thomas Camber, who is the executive director at the OATS, which is Older Adults Technology Services. So he'll talk about the different technology initiatives that are going on for seniors, which is going to be definitely exciting. And then we have on Gina Saletti, who is with Nassau County. She's going to talk about the voting procedures during this pandemic. So that's just a few little glimpses as to what's going on. Certainly a variety of things.
I learned a little something. Gina's husband and my son were volunteer firemen together.
I didn't hear what you said, Otto.
Gina's husband,
right,
and my son were volunteer firemen together in Manhasset.
Wow.
They knew each other. She saw my name, and that her husband matched up the fact that he knew the name. So
wow.
It's a little small world in a way.
Yeah, wow.
It really is. And Kevin's a wonderful guy. He really is. I met him, 6 or 7 years ago. He's a gentleman.
Yeah, I don't obviously know him, but I know of him because of my...
Right.
Yeah. So,
you know what? That's one thing that's very interesting, and we see it. I'm going to say Otto the most, followed by me and Christina the least. The connections. Who knows somebody? And as you're having a conversation, it's like, oh, your kid went to school with my daughter or my son, and here is the fire department. That degrees of separation, even though people are all over the world now, nobody's staying in their little community and never moving out. They're moving out. And Gina's wonderful. I mean, she's running for the assembly, which is the first time she's going to be doing that. And, but she's been such a benefit to Nassau County, not to, yeah, to Nassau County, but also to North Hempstead for years, that, you know, when an opportunity comes for somebody, you got to be there, and you have to take advantage of it. But Kevin's a wonderful guy. What does your son do?
Say what?
I don't.
What does my son do?
Yeah.
Now, he lives in Pennsylvania. He's in sales.
Oh, okay.
He just had his birthday yesterday, 49. Actually, 9/11 is close situation to him, because we were going to have a surprise 30th birthday party for him, and it turned out he was down at 9/11 at the World Trade Center site with the fire department that day. So the party was kind of we adapted, and we had it in a pub, and you know, it was less formal than it would have been, but it was everybody got together, and there was a lot of reflecting about 9/11, because that had just happened the day before, you know. So it was his birthday fell, I can't remember the exact time frame, but
I understand what you're saying. That's interesting, because nobody would have planned to have a party the day after us.
No,
you were shell shocked. So the fact that you had one was a nice time of reflection that wasn't planned.
Well, 9/11, I believe, was a Monday when it happened. I think.
And I'm going to go along, because it was. I think it was the beginning of the week, because it was my daughter's going back to school, so she wouldn't be starting school on a Wednesday.
Well, we're back to 9/11 for a second. But I was in Pennsylvania. Actually, I was a sales manager with Mars, and we were just that morning started a national sales meeting. And one of the people who got to the meeting was a guy from Toronto, and he flew in that morning into Philadelphia from Toronto, and he was basically in the sky when all these planes were coming down or causing problems between the Pentagon and the flight in Pennsylvania and you know, New York. There was a lot of stuff going on, and he was up in the air, so we weren't too sure what was going on. You know, bottom line, Mars was a company that you know, had a nice big cafeteria and had a lot of television. So next thing you know, everybody's congregating in the cafeteria watching TV. And we couldn't leave if we wanted to. No trains, roads were closed, planes were out of action. You know, it was all bad. So anyhow.
That's amazing. Yeah, it's hindsight. But
I actually want to promote, we have, which is something that's coming up tomorrow, is called Shed the Meds Pharmaceutical Drop-Off Event. The Town North Hempstead, Supervisor Judy Bosworth, and the Town Board is partnering with Nassau County and the Nassau County Police Department, which is going to be a great, you know, I know a lot of times we haven't been doing these events, but this is everyone pulling together. It's going to be on September 12th. From 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. at North Hempstead Beach Park. Here you're going to be able to get rid of unwanted or expired medication. You know, they're really trying to promote, you know, obviously not flushing it, or children getting this in their hands as well. So this includes prescriptions, prescription patches, medications, ointments, over-the-counter meds, vitamins, sample medications, medications for pets. But some things are not accepted. I just want to remind people. So that's needles, sharps, aerosol cans, thermometers, ointments, either liquid or lotion, hydrogen peroxide, inhalers, any medication from businesses will not be accepted. So that's just a little thing. But you can call 311 or 869-6311 for more information on that. But I think that's a great, you know, a great reason to get out there. In October, I know there's going to be a bunch, two different, the STOP program. So you could also kind of clean out your garage or your house, whatever it might be, and get rid of stuff too. So we'll promote those as they get closer as well.
You know, the med one, just to touch on it for 1 second, a little bit more, they pile up. Like over the last 2 years, I have taken a lot of medication and they've changed a lot on me. So I'll take it for 2 days, 3 days, I get a reaction, but a lot of the insurance companies want 3 months prescriptions. The amount of pills I have, it's staggering. So now I have three a day, So that's 270 pills. And after taking them for a week, they're not working. And the doctor said, stop, I'm giving you a new prescription for something else. I could build a house. And God forbid, one of two things happen. They get into the hand of a child and you don't put them down the toilet. You got to take care of them properly. I mean, because it just hurts the environment. And I think it's like in the Water District in Great Neck, when they talk about these things, the pollution brought about by just dropping the drugs in. I don't know how they take care of them when you drop them off at these sites, but it behooves everybody, in my mind, bring them to the site. It's the safest place to deal with it.
No, absolutely.
Back to you,
Christine. And it's so easy to, you know, just to gather it all, put it all in a shopping bag, you know, and, you know, it really takes the heat off of you, you know, trying to figure out. Listen, we all know, like, the easier thing, so I'm just going to toss it in the garbage, I'm going to toss it here, but that's really not the safe way to do things. And this is a real easy way to kind of do it, do your part in the whole situation. I also want to remind people that so many of our programs are now through Zoom, which is really wonderful. Hot off the presses, our caregiver support group is now going to be meeting via Zoom. We had a bunch of the members got trained. Gail Sellis, who is one of our gerontologists, has been facilitating this group for years, and she will be doing this as well. But if there's any, which is nice about this kind of forum, if there's any other people that are interested, you can call 311 or 869-6311 and get the Zoom link for that group. Other groups, go ahead, Otto.
No, I think that's a great thing, because I know, unfortunately, a number of people who are in that role, and it's super, super important for a caregiver to also take care of themselves, because otherwise there will be two people having a problem and no caregiver. And I think a lot of caregivers, with nothing but sincerity in their heart, have to get over the fact that they can't do it all. They need help, and support group like this is one way of getting it. And the other thing is, make sure you, as a caregiver, you allow time for yourself. You have to, because otherwise you will not be able to handle the problems that are going to come up, and I've witnessed it many times. So I think that's
no. You're so right, Otto. You know, and especially during this time, a lot of the programs that normally would be these respite programs and whatnot were not meeting, you know, because they couldn't do in-home services. So caregivers really have been super neglected during this time. I mean, think about, you know, all these services being taken away, and you don't really get that break. So this is a great opportunity.
I don't know what the town has adapted, or how, not what, how the town has adapted during this pandemic is nothing but cause for congratulations to the supervisor, the town clerk, the receiver of taxes, and all the council people, and everybody else, including Christina, but we all know about Christina.
And the social workers and the nurses.
Say that again, Otto?
The social workers and the nurses who have...
That's true, too. Thank you so much. I agree. We're taking a break. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.